are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
How great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children,
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hey, I'm Miranda.
Hi, guys. I'm Kendall.
I'm Rachel.
Hi, I'm Abby.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
Hi, I'm Annette.
I'm Hunter.
I'm Alex.
Here's one of our songs.
We hope you like it.
Why don't you sing along with us?
Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name on high. I will praise the Lord.
I will praise Him as long as I live.
Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name on high. I will praise the Lord. Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name on high. I will praise the Lord.
From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise. When I consider your heavens,
the work of your fingers,
the moon and stars which you have set in place.
What is man that you are mindful of him?
The son of man that you care for him.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord.
Going to talk about temptations. A temptation is a desire for something, especially something that you think might be wrong. Living in our sin-filled world, we all face so many temptations every day.
Some temptations are harmless,
like, boy, would I like a second piece of cake.
Sometimes we are faced with really serious temptations.
Kids might want to look at someone else's test paper because they think that they don't know the answer to a question. Maybe they didn't study and they think that it won't hurt just this once.
Kids might go along with their friends and do something bad rather than say no.
Kids might not want to obey their parents because they think they know what is best for themselves.
What you do when you're faced with temptations is so important. You see, we all want to live a life that brings honor to God our Father. Let's open God's Word to get some help in this department. We can start in the beginning, Genesis. We'll learn how to not give in to temptations.
When Adam and Eve were in the garden, they were tempted by the serpent.
The serpent said they could eat the forbidden fruit and it would not hurt them.
But we all know what happened when they disobeyed God.
Sin came into the world.
They had to leave the beautiful world God made for them.
In the book of Matthew, chapter 4, Jesus was tempted by Satan.
Now we'll see how Jesus handled temptations.
Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil.
After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread."
Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God."
Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone."
Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test."
Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor.
"All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me."
Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan.
For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only."
Can you imagine sleeping in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights?
No.
Maybe even using like a rock for a pillow and not having any food. He fasted all that time. Well, Jesus was tired and hungry, and it must have been very hard for him, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
No. And then Satan, the tempter, shows up. What was different from the Adam and Eve story and the way Jesus handled temptations? Miranda.
Jesus didn't believe the devil.
Right. Sarah.
Adam and Eve believed the serpent.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit helped Jesus.
The Holy Spirit really helped him. What else?
The scripture.
That's right. He had all of the scripture memorized. Whatever the devil said to him, what did Jesus come back with, Kendall?
Bible verses.
That's right. It's so important for all believers to know scripture because it helps us to be able to stand up against the devil's schemes, the devil's lies.
The Bible even calls Satan the father of lies. Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." We need to stay connected to Jesus.
Along the way I'm growing.
Mark 14:38 says, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak."
Let's repeat these verses.
Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
Well, let's have a little review.
Read the Bible and learn verses that can help us stay strong.
Pray and ask for God's help in difficult times.
When we say the Lord's Prayer, we ask God our Father to help us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Satan will try to make us sin.
We need to protect ourselves and put on the full armor of God.
Be strong.
Be strong.
In the Lord.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you so much for your Son, Jesus.
When Satan tempts us,
Jesus will show us the way.
When we study your word, we learn how to be prepared.
No matter what we face, we want to do what's right.
We want to obey you.
Jesus will show us the way. In his holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope that you learned how important it is to stay connected to Jesus.
And put on the full armor of God every day.
Give him thanks and praise.
And remember,
watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation.
The spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.